Hello and happy Columbus Day. If you are new to the show, which it seems like some of you may very well be, drop it on over after I appeared on Stacking Benjamins and Afford Anything. Check out those shows if you haven't. What we do is a new show on every Monday, Wednesday, Friday with a guest, but sometimes a Monday, Wednesday, Friday falls on a holiday-ish kind of a situation. Today, Columbus Day, so we will not have the normal guest as we will on Wednesday when we have Ann Bogle back in the regular flow of things. And instead, I offer a quick little reflection in a mini episode, if you will. So here's what I'm thinking today when it comes to Columbus Day and discovery. I've been pondering the nature of work, how sometimes I think it's most appropriate to maximize our sense of learning and discovery instead of our output, which for me, it tends to be the default. Like, I got to produce more. Let's be efficient. Let's get her done and a whole lot of stuff. And I think one of my favorite examples of this is Tony Hsieh of Zappos. Right when Zappos was getting started, he needed to figure out, will anybody really be comfortable purchasing shoes online? Because that was the real question. Don't you need to try them on? Don't you need to see how they feel in person? Would anyone be willing to try out the shoes online? So what he did was he partnered up with a nearby shoe store. And he said, hey, tell you what, I will take photographs of the shoes in your store and I'm going to put it on a website. And I'm going to try to sell these shoes through that website. And if I sell any of the shoes, I'm going to come on over, I'm going to pay you for the shoes and I'm going to ship them out to them. Does that work for you? The shoe store said, well, sure. I mean, I got nothing to lose. You might sell some shoes. And Tony went to town making that happen. Now, in a way, that sounds incredibly inefficient. Every time he makes a sale, he's going to have to go on out over to the store, buy a pair at retail, then ship them out. He's, in fact, losing money. Negative profits are coming about from this. But what he succeeds in doing is getting a whole lot of learning and discovery, testing whether or not anyone's willing to purchase shoes online without having to build a huge warehouse and database and computer system and a lot of fancy stuff. He's able to very quickly test that with a minimum of investment, thus maximizing the learning and discovery for a minimum investment of time, money, resources. And I think that's a pretty cool example, because sometimes I think we get caught up in trying to do more, churn out more stuff, when what really is necessary is learning. I think it's a similar phenomenon that prevents us at times from delegating, because by golly, you know you can do it better, faster, smoother than handing off a task to someone. But sometimes that's what's most important, is that someone gets the opportunity to learn and grow and develop, and then they are stronger and better capable and for their own lives and careers and for you, you know, as long as you have them, when you're working with them on your team. So it's a good question. Is it more appropriate in the given day or task or environment to maximize the output or to maximize the learning? And are you doing the right thing, making the right choice? I think sometimes I'm a learning enthusiast and I just think it's fun to try out the cool, new, different thing and see what happens. Is it going to work out? And sometimes it's not the appropriate choice, because it's like, you know, Pete, you've already found something that works pretty well. You should probably just rock and roll with that for a while, since you've tried a dozen other things and this worked out the best. So it's best to just do more of the stuff that works to maximize the output. And other times it's like, you know what? None of this stuff seems to be working pretty well. Maybe what's more important is to do an experiment, to take a break from maximizing output and to begin maximizing some learning and discovery to then reframe what you're doing in the future. So that's my Columbus Day reflection. When it comes to discovering things or maximizing output, what's most appropriate in a given moment. Hope to catch you on Wednesday's episode. We're talking to Ann Bogle about personality stuff and tools. A little bit of self-discovery there. I hope to catch you there, and peace.